Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, Voice Tubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's video is about a comedian whom I actually really like. He talks about being bullied because people thought he was Asian. So at the end of our challenge today, I thought we should take a look at some common Asian stereotypes and see if they're accurate. So be sure to listen till the end. I think it's true that all stereotypes came from somewhere, but it's not okay to make fun of others with them. This video today talks about it in a very interesting way. You should go see it. But before you go, let's practice today's sentence. When I was a boy, I was also confused with a woman sometimes over the phone because before I went through puberty, I had a voice like a little flute. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. When I was a boy, I was also confused with a woman sometimes over the phone because before I went through puberty, I had a voice like a little flute. 好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips. When I was a boy, I was also, 这边的 was 跟 also 可以连在一起 was also, was also. When I was a boy, I was also confused, 那个 D 点到为止就好，会有一点 T 的音 confused with a woman sometimes over the S 跟 over 的 O 可以连音 sometimes over the phone because before I went through TH 然后再一个 R 记得要卷舌这个字还蛮难念的 through puberty 可以拆音节来念 U 是发长的 U 的音 puberty那puberty 的 T 呢念得快的时候就会比较像 D 的音 puberty OK 或者是 puberty 你也可以发得很清楚但念得快的时候常常会变成 D 的音 OK 再来 I had a 这边可以连音 had 的 D 跟 a 连在一起 I had a voice like a little flute 这边的 little 念得很快会像 little D 的音 little voice like a little flute 的那个 U 念短的 U 的音 flute 这就是今天的 pronunciation tips 最后我们把这句话再来念一遍 When I was a boy, I was also confused with a woman sometimes over the phone because before I went through puberty, I had a voice like a little flute Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary The first vocabulary of the day is Confuse 是动词，意思是使困惑、使糊涂、使混乱，或是将什么什么跟什么什么混淆。For example, the twins often switch places to confuse their friends. 这对双胞胎经常换位置来搞混他们的朋友。再来，我们来补充 confused 就是加 d confused， 它是形容词，意思是迷惑的、糊涂的、不清楚的或是混乱的。Okay, for example.She said she's not mad at me, but continued to ignore me. I'm confused. What should I do? 她说她没有在生我的气，却又继续对我爱理不理。我好混乱，我该怎么做呢？再来补充一个 confusing 也是形容词，它的意思是令人困惑的、令人费解的，或是含糊不清的。那 confusing 跟 confused 有什么差别呢 confusing 是形容一件事情给人的感觉这件事情令我感到困惑令我感到不清楚 this thing is confusing it is confusing 那 confused 的话呢是形容人的感受或是人的状态 I'm confused she's confused 我们再来举一个长一点的 confusing 这个单字的句子 I gave up on assembling the shelf by myselfThe instructions that came with it were really confusing. 我放弃自己组装这个柜子了。它附带的说明书很令人困惑。再来，我们来看下一个单字 confusion. Confusion 一样是 confused 的延伸。Confusion 它是名词，意思是困惑、糊涂、迷惑不解或是 hun yao. For example, the foreigner looked at me with confusion when I spoke in my native language to him. 当我用我的母语跟那个外国人说话时，他的脸上充满了困惑的表情。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，puberty。puberty。puberty 是名词，它的意思是青春期。I didn't hit puberty until I was about 15 years old. I was a tomboy before then. 我一直到15岁才开始青春期，在那之前我都像个男孩一样。那 tomboy, T-O-M, Tom, tomboy, B-O-Y, tomboy 就是指女生、小女生穿着或者是行为很像小男孩，这就是 tomboy。好，再来下一个，我们来看一个片语 ，over the phone, over the phone, over the phone 呢？它的意思是有透过电话或是经由电话的意思。For example, do you remember the plan we discussed over the phone last night? 你记得昨天晚上我们经由电话讨论出来的计划吗？ Okay guys, now we're done with the vocabulary. Let's take a look at some Asian stereotypes. 我们就来看看外国人对亚洲人常见的一些刻板印象吧。The first one is, of course, Asians are good at math. For me, I would say, on average, probably, but me, myself, I'm not good at math at all, and it's also my least favorite subject. 我的数学非常糟糕，应该是我最差的科目吧。The next one we've got, Asians look younger than their actual age. I would say I did have an experience with this,When I went to New York 3 years ago, I had some foreigners guess my age. They thought I was 16, but I was 20 years old then. They were certainly very surprised. So maybe that's true. Number 3, Asians are skinny. That one I don't agree at all. I think everyone has their own opinion on their weight. People might think we're skinny, but we might not think so ourselves.Those are the 3 common stereotypes of Asians. What do you think of them? And do you know any other Asian stereotypes? That's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Please remember to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.